Listen, I grew up in the Los Angeles area. I lived in Orange County and regularly had to go back and forth between Orange County and Los Angeles. So maybe the idea that they're closing down 405 doesn't mean that much to you. But if you've ever traveled there, and again, at a point when you had to actually get somewhere on time, you understand what it means when I say that this evening at 7 p.m. Pacific time, a 10-mile stretch of L.A.'s Interstate 405 will close down until Monday morning. This is the busiest stretch of road in the nation. Something like 500,000 to 1 million travelers are going to be on, or would have been on it over the weekend if they weren't closing it down. Joining us now to talk about it, part of our project Transportation Nation, we're joined by Matt Dellinger, a journalist who specializes in urban planning and transportation and author of the book Interstate 69, and also Alyssa Walker, an L.A. journalist who's been covering Carmageddon. Alyssa and Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Alyssa, let me start with you and explain why are they closing this down? As far as I can understand, short of an accident or something like that, this has never been closed down on purpose.
That's right. They're actually needing to widen the freeway to add carpool lane, and they're going to be demolishing the Mulholland Bridge, which is actually too narrow to accommodate the widening freeway.
All right. And it will close down until Monday morning, and that's drop dead timeline. It really will reopen Monday morning, or there's a chance there'll be delayed construction delays? And
they have said that they want to have it open by 6 a.m. a Monday morning, and they've actually said lately that they might think it might be open a little bit early. So who knows?
All right. Alyssa Walker is a Los Angeles journalist who's been covering Carmageddon. Matt Dellinger, let's talk about this as kind of a transportation problem.
Yes.
I mean, it really shouldn't be the case that the closing of one freeway becomes such a catastrophe, right?
No, that's true. And it's kind of a moment, I think, to pause and reflect on the importance of transportation networks. I mean, if you shut down one piece of your transportation system and it brings your city to a screeching halt, you really don't have a network. If in New York, if the N line goes down, if a bridge closes, if a tunnel closes, you know, we all find ways around it. We all get to work maybe a little bit late, and we talk about how we overcame this obstacle. In L.A., they just don't have that kind of transportation alternatives. They don't have that kind of ecosystem. Oh, I'll take the train. And, you know, it's funny. They're trying to make up for it. JetBlue was offering $4 flights between Burbank and Long Beach. I don't know who's going to fly that, but they sold out in under 3 hours or something.
Oh, that's a real pain.
Yeah. Amtrak's going for $3 one way between downtown L.A. and Burbank. So, you know, some of these extraordinary measures are filling in for what maybe could be a more robust transit system.
Burbank doesn't really get you far enough out of Los Angeles, believe me. Alyssa Walker, you know, can you give people an idea of what 405 looks like? Because the last time I traveled on it, you couldn't even see. It's almost like crossing the Mississippi River. You can't see the other side. This highway is so wide.
It is gigantic, and it is kind of a shame that we're widening it. I think that most of the studies show that widening a freeway actually doesn't help too much with alleviating traffic. So I think a lot of people are actually very upset that we're spending $1 billion to widen this already very wide road.
There's a lot of talk, Alyssa, and there has been since I was born in 1970 about the fact that there's no public transportation. After the red cars closed down in Los Angeles, that was the end of public transportation in L.A. It seems 40 years later they would have solved this by now. Do you think maybe this is a kind of a clarion call, this closing of the 405, that might get some changes?
Well, we actually do have quite a robust transit system. It's one that I ride regularly. It's the second largest transit system in the nation. And they're actually offering free rides on all the buses and trains this weekend. It's one of the smartest things that the city has done. And I think that actually people will really be trying to take public transportation this weekend and riding their bikes and trying to walk places.
Wow. If you can get Los Angeles residents to start riding buses, that would be quite an accomplishment. Matt Dellinger is also with us as part of our project Transportation Nation. And so, Matt, I mean, when you think about a highway that's that wide, why doesn't making a huge highway relieve congestion?
Well, it's because basically you have what's called induced traffic. If you provide more space, people will use it. The only thing stopping people now from taking the 405 is the traffic. So if you alleviate the traffic momentarily, that just means eventually more people will use it. To add to what Alyssa said about the transit, they actually are in the middle of a very aggressive program to even expand that network. There's a what's called the 30-10 plan, which they're going to try and spend $30 worth of bond revenue in 10 years to put something like $40 billion into their transit system. They are really making an effort to do that. And another thing that they're trying, and it's funny, it broke ground just this last week. They're taking existing carpool lanes on the 10 and the 110 and turning them into high occupancy toll lanes, which is a way of, instead of adding more capacity, you take the capacity you have and manage it a little better. And these hot lanes or managed lanes are in use across the country. In fact, the first one was in Orange County, the 91. They're doing them in Houston. They're doing them in Washington, D.C. And it kind of gives you a release valve. If somebody really has to get through the traffic, they can pay a couple bucks and zoom through. And that also gives you a clear lane for buses. So, you know, I think this may be actually the last kind of capacity project where we go to these extreme $1 billion bridge destruction measures to just add one lane.
That's Matt Dellinger, a journalist who specializes in urban planning and transportation, especially for Transportation Nation. Also with us, Alyssa Walker, an LA journalist. Alyssa, I understand you're in Tucson for this weekend.
I am. I didn't escape Carmageddon, I promise. My brother's getting married. But a lot of people, I think, did take their advice and get out of town.
But, you know, I mean, it's a weekend in July. This is a very busy tourist season. If you could recommend, would you recommend people change their travel plans if they are planning to go to LA this weekend?
I don't know. I think it's actually a very exciting time to go there. Almost every major local business is offering some kind of deal to get people to come, you know, into their businesses. So you could get free popcorn at a Harry Potter screening.
If you can get there.
You could get a free drinks at some bars, a spa deal. So it's a good time to be in LA.
It could be like the blackout here in New York. Everyone kind of wakes up and realizes that there's this whole world out there that they're not used to.
I would imagine there's going to be a lot of filmmakers taking film of what happens to Los Angeles when the 405 closes. And if you're one of them, take some video if you're there and post it to our website. We definitely want to hear back from people who have to deal with the 405 this weekend. Alyssa Walker, LA journalist who's has been covering Carmageddon. Matt Dellinger, a journalist with our partner project, the Transportation Nation, specializes in urban planning and transportation, author of the book Interstate 69. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.